Israeli tanks and troops have completed their phased withdrawal from major West Bank cities. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon declared this stage of the military operation finished. Tanks remain in sections of Ramallah and in Bethlehem. In Ramallah and elsewhere, Palestinians are assessing the damage of the three-week Israeli offensive. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
A first sign of reconstruction. Just hours after the Israeli tanks pulled out, a bulldozer clears away an earthen barrier that blocked the main road to Ramallah. Palestinian engineer Munther Hin says there's no joy in Ramallah, even though the tanks are gone.
They destroyed everything. They destroyed the sidewalks. They destroyed the streets. They destroyed the electricity, the telephone cables. They destroyed everything, everything. What kind of celebration? No celebration. We have to work hard for many other coming years to rebuild everything. Then after that, maybe we can celebrate.
As he finishes speaking, an Israeli jeep speeds up to the bulldozer, and at gunpoint, the soldiers force the driver to rebuild the earthen barrier. In the center of Ramallah, in Menara Square, the Israeli tanks have pulled out, leaving behind coils of barbed wire, uprooted electricity poles, and smashed shop fronts. Yesterday, business owners came back to their shops and began to assess the damage. The seven-story Ariyan building on the square had been taken over by Israeli soldiers, and just about every store here has been broken into. 24-year-old Faris Gosha walks into his computer game store shaking his head in shock. At least half of his computers have been trashed, with many of the components, the hard disks and special 3D screen cards, gone. All that's left of half a dozen Sony PlayStation 2s are empty boxes. Gosha is shaking with anger.
I don't think that there is any terrorist here. I don't think that there's anything in the mind of these soldiers except destruction and destruction. That's all.
Gosha says all Israel has managed to accomplish is encouraging Palestinian extremism.
If we have got nothing to lose, we will be desperate and we'll do everything desperate. Desperate things will be our solution. Even they will call it suicide bombing or call it anything they want. But, I mean, I've got nothing to lose.
Besides the destruction of private businesses, Israeli soldiers entered all Palestinian Authority ministries in Ramallah, carting away computers, files, and records, and, say Palestinian officials, destroying whatever they didn't take. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo says that, for example, all property deeds are missing.
Destruction of the administrative infrastructure is a cultural massacre to the Palestinian society. It aims at the destruction of the Palestinian memory as a whole.
The Ministry of Education housed the records of 1 million Palestinian students. Acting Minister Dr. Nabil Abu Homos has hastily tidied up his office, putting an unscathed pile of new Palestinian textbooks on his coffee table. He says the soldiers took the hard disks of all 40 computers in the office, as well as close to $10,000 in cash.
All kind of information on these computers, number of students, number of employees, their salaries, personnel, the design of school construction. So what the Ministry of Education is doing, and this is a very important information.
Abu Homo says some of the information is in written records in individual schools and can be recovered. But Palestinian officials say many of their records are gone forever. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah on the West Bank.